On the corner, I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway, and before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Please do not regret with your silk in my hand and your heart in my sweat as you're lighting the end of my last cigarette. I will warm you, warm you. These things that lonely ones do, what I'm here for, I'll take care and make all your wishes come true if you want to. Do you want to? Don't take me for a fool. There's a woman inside of me, there's one inside of you too. Fighting their deceit and lies, I've got lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Thrusting and moaning and pressing his head to my temple. His head was a temple. I've said you've got lips like sugar, daddy, lips like sugar. Don't take me for a fool. There's a woman inside of me, there's one inside of you.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send. Until
we live in cities, you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know, we're on each other's team.
I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuspy Farm Radio, and you are listening to Naive Melodies Meets Epic Moth Time. Shout out to Joyce, who had a great show earlier. And yeah, the song that just played was Team by Lord. Yes, a very good song indeed. Up next, we have a song that I literally can't stop listening to. I play it constantly over and over and over again because it's just so good. And yeah, it's in Spanish, so I have no idea what is being said, but nonetheless, a very good song. This is Omeniso by Ignacio Maria Gomez. Enjoy!
Thank you.
That was O Meniso by Ignacio Maria Gomez. Really good song.
It sounded like it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have you ever done Station? You done Station ID.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Lucy, who do you think I am?
I would be remiss to think you had not done
my Station ID yet. Station ID. Wait, can I say something before we get going with our show? No, I have something really important to share. Okay, so the other day, it was Monday night, I was on Prez Lawn at about, let's see, like maybe 9, 10 p.m., and there was this band that was so incredible, and they were practicing on Prez Lawn, like more on the Tisch side, not really on the Barnum side, and they were playing Jackie and Wilson by Hozier, and then they were also playing what else they were also playing Chain by Fleetwood Mac, and it was so good. It was like I could like see the guitars dancing with each other, like they were just like riffing and singing, and I have to figure out who the band was, because it was like angelic. It was so incredible, and I was like, wow. And I should have gone over to them, but then I like went to pee and they were gone. And so, yeah, that happened. What are you doing?
The mic's not on.
Oh, Lucy is fixing the mic. So apparently when we were talking, you could not hear Lucy, which is embarrassing for me because I was supposed to turn the mic on. But yeah, so if you or anyone you know was playing on Prez Lawn at around 9 or 10 p.m. on Monday, May 6th, your band is incredible. The two people that were playing the guitar did such a good job. And please tell me who you are so I can follow your musical trajectory over the years. Because, wow, it was such a good concert. And I'm so glad that I got to listen. So that's what I have to say. Do you have any thoughts? Should I stall?
Well, same, Mike, once again. I think because when Studio A came down, I'm trying to see if I can get Mike 4 back up. I don't know if we've hooked it up yet.
Okay. Okay.
To our source, so I'm trying.
Lucy is being a really good general manager right now, which is epic. Should I read a Pablo Neruda poem for the crowd? Oh my god, should I read my favorite poem? Actually, I'll recite a poem. Okay, so there's this one poem that I have memorized that I had to memorize in fourth grade because we had poetry week. And yeah, we had like a fourth grade poetry jam, and it was really awesome. Anyway, this was the poem that I memorized. It's by Jack Prelutsky, but I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, every morning in Fort Myers on the Gulf of Mexico, there's a flock of puzzled penguins looking high and low. Along the beach they waddle, searching for a sign of snow, but they won't find it in Fort Myers on the Gulf of Mexico. Wasn't that incredible? Lucy is not snapping because she... Oh, should I stop talking? It's working, it's working.
Yeah,
that one's working. Lucy was not snapping because she liked my poem. She's snapping to fix the mic.
I want to see if that works. I'm not entirely sure.
No, it works, it works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that should be good.
Yep.
Okay.
You're on mic too. Okay, Lucy figured it out because she's a genius. Anyway, what should we play?
Can you do Running Away by Lucy?
Running Away. Okay, you got it. Running Away by These Sacred Souls. At the picnic? Oh my god, I had a really fun going away picnic, just so everyone knows. It was epic. If you didn't come, that sucks for you. Anyway, here's Running Away by These Sacred Souls. Enjoy.
Running away.
Oh, he's running.
Hello, hello, it's me. Lucy's fiddling around with the mics more.
This is me sending a text message to our listeners. Okay, so it's coming in and out.
The mic is coming in and out. Okay, wait, speak.
Hello? Okay.
Now it's gone. Oh my god, Lucy speaks and then it goes away. It's crazy. I wonder. Just keep talking? Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, I might put something up. Wait, should I put something on? But then we'll like cut in and out between the music, yeah?
Nah.
Okay. Sorry? Mic 4. Yeah, just say mic 4. Beep boop. Beep boop. Meow, meow, meow. Whoa. Now there's a clock. Big things happening in the radio station today. Oh. Something changed. Talking to mic 4.
I'm messing around. You know, just put on a song.
Just put on a song? Okay, you got it. This song I really love. It's called Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis.
Turn back soon, the season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time, my room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green, this season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming, short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping, for my soul's heating, through the cold and winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon, I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go, no, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't.
Also, I know we're getting a call, but Studio A crashed a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago, so our phone line is not hooked up yet, so we were unable to take the call. My sincerest apologies about
this
at the moment.
Know
if you're calling, I would have loved to speak to you.
I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder, stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
That was Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis. A great song in times of change.
It is a great song in times of change. I turned it down for a little bit at one point just to make the announcement that for those of you that don't know, one of the reasons we're having some technical difficulty is we're in Studio A, the main studio of WFO. It completely crashed like 2 weeks ago and was like completely down. The fact that it's back up is amazing and really just a testament to Charlie, our ops director, and everyone else who's an ops assistant. Really amazing work. So amazing that it's even back on at all, honestly. But it just means that we're still figuring out some technical difficulties, along with the fact that our phone lines are not quite hooked back up yet. So we have no way to take your call at this time. But whoever was calling in, you know, we appreciate you wanting to...
If it's Kevin from Malden, hey.
Hey. We miss you.
We miss you.
But hopefully we can, you know, take a call soon. This is technically the last show of the spring semester.
No, it's not.
But we're going to try to do a show next week on Wednesday.
We're not going to try. We're going to. So it's actually not the last show of the semester.
It's not the last show of our semester because we're bad at goodbyes, I think.
We're not bad at goodbyes.
I'm bad at goodbyes.
It's just not the last show of the semester. I don't know what you're talking about.
For those of you that don't know, right now we're talking to the same mic, so we're just...
We're really close.
We're really close, but we're also probably awful to listen to.
Hi.
Hi. That was a great one, though.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I really that song is really powerful, I think, because it's like... You know how, like, some songs are just, like, really sad? That's, like, a happy song, but about a sad subject. So I feel like it encompasses the feeling when you're, like, feeling so many things at once, but in a song, you know?
It's a I feel like it could almost be a combination of I Need to Start a Garden by Hayley,
yes,
Hendrix, along with then Different Now by Chastity Belt. Like, because Chastity Belt has quite, like, a very, like, sad take on change and like growing up versus like Hayley Hendrix is kind of this like a little bit of panic but a lot more lighthearted. So I feel like this is a weird combination of
this one's like I'm coming to peace with the change. Yeah, like it's a eulogy for you and me, you know.
I was gonna play something that is dissimilar.
What are you playing?
I want to play Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
Miss Lauryn Hill.
Miss Lauryn Hill. Hi Mom, I love you, thanks for tuning in. I love you so much.
Hi Zoe, I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Love you so much.
Wait, are you gonna play X Factor?
I was gonna play either X Factor or Doo Wop, that thing.
Wow. Okay. Personally, I like X Factor more, but Doo Wop is really good.
I know. I mean, also that she has a million other really great songs. Well, not a million actually. She has very limited. Her discography is actually very limited. So a million is not accurate. I'll play X Factor.
Yeah. All right.
This is X Factor by Miss Lauryn Hill. I love you, Silas. Here's a big kiss. But you'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle. And we both end up with scars. Yeah. Tell me who I have to give so reciprocity. Scream my name.
X Factor by Lauren Hill. Also, hi Silas.
Hello. Next, well, then we were I was debating what song we should play next.
Lucy decided on.
Well, Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, but I was originally thinking My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. I'm going with Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, and this is not a poem, but I'm going to read out a small excerpt from a different Leonard Cohen song, which is just the chorus of Anthem, which is ring the bells that can still ring, forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Wow, beautiful song.
I know, I have a story associated, but it's very personal. So I'll tell you as I turn, well, it's about my grandfather, so
wow,
I will.
Word. I know. To hear.
It's just it's a very sweet story for my grandfather.
Secret WMFL, you guys don't get to hear.
It's just a little too personal for the radio.
Nothing super. No, I'm joking. There's a really good.
Not that there's
short
tons of people
story.
Listening.
There's a really good short story about fairies and the like imagined story behind Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, and it takes place in the city of Montreal, and it's about these fairies that like the reason people fall in love is because fairies fly into your ears, and yeah, it's just like a super good story. It's New York, if you look up New York Times, Montreal, Suzanne, and fairies, it'll come up, and it's such a good short story. Anyway, should we play it?
Heck yeah.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you mean tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. but he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. Human.
Hi, that was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't realize your computer is touchscreen, Dan.
Yeah, I have a touchscreen computer, everybody.
What the heck? Yeah, that is really epic.
Do you have a song you want to play next, or should I play a song?
I feel like if you want to play a song, since I played the last one, I feel like we both played a bunch. I know both. Yeah, I know all those. Actually, the only one I didn't know was the one you already played of that one. Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Oh, Manisa is so good. I really want to play this one, and I really want to play this one. Actually, let's play this one. This song I really love. It's called "Big Star" by Lorde, and it's just so good. Very good for this weather, I think, too. Anyway.
Do you want to read your poem?
Oh yes, I also have a poem. It's a very short poem. It was in the New Yorker a couple of years ago, but it's also about grandfathers. It's called "Navesink" by Megan O'Rourke. Here we go. Before he died, blind and emaciated, my grandfather, who loved the opera, told me sometimes, among the tall trees he walked and listened to the sound of a river entering the sea by letting itself be swallowed. Right?
Dang.
Anyway, here we go. This is "Big Star" by Lorde.
Everyone knows that you're too good for me, don't they? I'm a cheater, I lie and I'm shy, but you like to say hello to total strangers. Shivering pines and walls of color, I can't believe I used to stay inside. But every perfect summer's gotta say goodnight. Now I watch you run through the amber light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Drinking in the dark, take me home tonight. Maybe you're a big star, you're a big star, wanna take your picture. I toss up if it's worth it now, every time I get on a plane. I've got so much to tell you and not enough time to do it in.
time's gotta take its flight. I'll still watch you run through the winter light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Hope the honeybees make it home tonight. Baby, you're a big star, you're a big star, wanna take your picture till I die, till I die. And
hello.
Hi, that was Big Star by Lord.
Heck yeah, it was.
One of my faves.
It's a good one.
Isn't it? So that line where it's like, I've got so much to tell you and not enough time to do it in. Oof.
Dang. I'm trying to, is it my pick?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking that I wanted to maybe play. Oh, you know what? I know.
Lucy knows.
Sometimes I know and it takes me a second. I want to play Outstanding by the Gap Band.
I have never heard this
You've
one.
Never, this is one of my mom's favorite songs.
Oh, cool.
I love this song and my mom and I listen to this song a lot. I'm going to play the 3-minute version because it's a little bit quicker.
Okay.
Cool. And then we have time for more songs after.
Yeah.
This is Outstanding by the Gap Band. Yeah. Let's go.
Outstanding. Girl, you knock me up.
Yeah, you're looking sweet tonight. You're fine every day, girl. Wish that I could love you right in a special way, girl. You light my fire. So lucky now to have you all alone, girl. I really love the way you love a girl. Forever I'll be yours, baby. You blow my mind. Baby.
That was Stolen Dance by Milky Chance, which rhymes, fun fact. Very cute. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to today's show. My name is Danny.
My name is Lucy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in next week at 5 p.m. For our last show ever, the final episode of Epic Moth Time and Naive Melodies. Only here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's that. Later, alligators.
Thank you for the gesture.